March 23rd, the holy priestly martyr Nikon. Nikon was born in Naples of a pagan father and Christian mother. Nikon was a Roman officer in Naples and was not baptized, even though his mother tutored him secretly from his father in the faith of Christ. Once, when Nikon was sent into battle with his troops, his mother counseled him to make the sign of the cross and to call upon Christ for help if any misfortune would befall him. And indeed, while in battle, Nikon's troops were completely surrounded, and toward the end of the battle, Nikon made the sign of the cross in his heart and cried out to Christ. Immediately he was filled with unusual strength and pursued his enemies. Some he slew and others he forced to flee. Returning to his home, Nikon continuously cried out in amazement, "Great is the Christian God!" Since he had made his mother happy with the news of his victory with the help of the cross of Christ, he secretly sailed to Asia, where Theodosius, the bishop of Cyzicus, baptized him. Following his baptism, he secluded himself in a monastery where he devoted himself to study and asceticism. Before his death, Theodosius had a vision in which he was told to ordain Nikon as his successor. Immediately the aged Theodosius summoned Nikon and ordained him a deacon, after that a priest, and then a bishop. Shortly thereafter, according to God's providence, Nikon came to Naples, where he discovered that his mother was still living. Following his mother's death, Nikon, with 9 disciples, his former war companions, withdrew to Sicily and there dedicated himself to preaching the gospel. However, at that time there was a terrible persecution of Christians. Prince Quintianus captured Nikon with his companions and inflicted great pain and suffering upon them. His 190 disciples and companions were beheaded. The tormentors tied Nikon to the tail of a horse, hurled him from a steep wall into a gorge, beat him, and skinned him. But Nikon survived all of these tortures. Finally, he was beheaded and took up habitation with the Lord. His body was left in the fields to be devoured by the birds. A certain herdsman with a rabid evil spirit tripped and fell over the dead body of Christ's martyr, and immediately the herdsman was healed. Proclaiming the news about Nikon's body, Christians came forth and honorably buried the body of Nikon. Saint Nikon suffered during the reign of the Emperor Decius, the venerable Nikon of the Monastery of the Caves in Kiev. Nikon was a companion of Saint Anthony of the Caves and a spiritual father to the venerable Theodosius. Because of the monastic tonsuring of the boyar Barlaam and of the eunuch Ephrem, Nikon was threatened by Prince Izyaslav, but his wife, the princess, turned the anger of the prince into the fear of God. Then Nikon, the Holy One, was left in peace. Wanting to adorn the church with icons, Nikon implored God for assistance. As a result of his prayers, certain Greek iconographers unexpectedly came to Kiev from Constantinople. Saint Anthony and Saint Theodosius appeared to these iconographers in a vision and directed them to Nikon in Kiev. Nikon was praised because of his courageous asceticism and spiritual wisdom. Against his will, Nikon, in his old age, became the abbot of Pekar. He presented himself to the Lord in the year 1066 AD. His incorruptible relics are preserved in the Monastery of the Caves in Kiev. In the Greek Synaxarion and the Athenite Patericon, the neo-martyr Luke, who was born in Jedrin, is commemorated on this day. As a child, he was captured in Constantinople by the Turks and was circumcised. Because of this, he had bitter pangs of conscience. He considered circumcision the devil's mark on him, which could only be destroyed through martyrdom for Christ. Tonsured a monk on Mount Athos, he went with his elder Bessarion to Mytilene, and there was hanged by the Turks on March 23, 1802. Hanging in the air, the body of the martyr emitted a fragrant oil, chrism. Hymn of Praise, Saint Nikon.
In the dungeon Nikon languished, and day and night he prayed to God for his defense. Did not pray to God, nor to revenge Quintianus the wicked, but for strength to endure sufferings. Nikon's sighings God heard. One time Nikon dreamed in prayer. To him the Virgin appeared in light, then the sun, more beautiful and brighter, then a lamb, whiter and gentler. At her side two archangels are, their faces radiant and joyful. With their height to the heavens they reached, the river they point out, one to the other. That is the wavy river of Pisimith. Then one archangel to the Virgin says, to Quintianus were we sent to slay, in the waves of the raging Pisimith. But behold, we are looking over the river, and nowhere Quintianus do we see. As honey flowing from her mouth, the Virgin spoke, to the river soon he will come. Through the waves he will attempt to cross, but beneath him his horse will become enraged. His face by his teeth will he disfigure. Him the river will drown, and thus your task you will complete. That is the end of the evil torturer of Nikon, my saint. All of this took place as the Virgin said. Everything that Nikon dreamed became a reality.
Reflection. Saint Paphnutius prayed to God to reveal to him who it is that he, Paphnutius, resembled. He heard a voice which spoke to him, "You are similar to a merchant who seeks good pearls. Arise and do not be idle." But why would not God say to every one of us that we are similar to a merchant who seeks good pearls? Because many of us do not seek pearls. Rather, we gorge ourselves with heavy layers of cheap dust. Not everything which the net raises up from the bottom of the sea is a pearl. Sometimes it is only mud and sand. The ignorant vie for that mud and sand as though it were a pearl. Only the merchant who recognizes a true pearl casts the net into the sea an untold number of times. He hauls it up, sifts it of mud and sand, until he finds one seed of pearl. Why does God compare Paphnutius to a merchant? Because Paphnutius gave away all of his possessions, invested all of his effort and all of his time in order to find that one seed of the true pearl. That true pearl is the heart cleansed of all passions and of evil thoughts, and warmed by the flame of love toward God. Arise also, you man, and do not be lazy. Your marketing day is approaching its twilight. Contemplation. To contemplate the Lord Jesus crucified on the cross, how his compassionate love for mankind did not diminish because of his sufferings, how, with love, he offers comfort to his mother, commending John to her as a son in place of himself, how, with love, he prays to the Father for mankind, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." St. Luke chapter 23, verse 24. Homily. About the weakness of man before the majesty of God. When I caught sight of him, I fell down at his feet as dead. Revelation chapter 1, verse 17. It was St. John who fell as though dead when he saw the Lord Jesus in glory. St. John, the beloved disciple of Jesus, the evangelist, the chaste one, the one who loved the Lord, and a zealot for holiness, could not stand on his feet, nor compose himself when he saw his teacher in his heavenly glory and power, but fell as though dead. How will they, therefore, endure the presence of the Lord and his eyes a fiery flame? They who sin against him, they who rise up against him, they who ridicule his name, they who despise his love and sacrifice, they who mock his cross, they who trample upon his commandments, they who persecute his church, they who shame his priests, and they who kill his faithful. What will happen to them before the face of the Lord when St. John fell as dead, when he caught sight of him? What will happen to the literate who corrupt? What will happen to teachers who destroy the faith in young souls? What will happen to skeptics who through their doubt poison the minds of men? what will happen to thieves and robbers, and what will happen to the immoral, and what will happen to the child killers? What will happen to the enemies of Christ when the friend of Jesus falls, as though dead, before his indescribable glistening glory? Such is the glory, power, authority, beauty, lordship, light, and majesty of the Lord Jesus, resurrected and ascended, that his closest companions, who for 3 years on earth gazed upon his face without fear, now fall as though dead when they see his face in the heavens following his passion, death, and victory. O Lord, all-glorious and almighty, illuminate us and enliven us by your power and glory. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.